Easter, Week 3, Saturday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, o'er death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving faith deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our choiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life, Alleluia. Psalm 118. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Alleluia. Lord, you have set up your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. A Canticle from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9. O God of my fathers and Lord of mercy, who have made all things by your word, and by your wisdom have formed man to have dominion over the creatures you have made, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and pronounce judgment in uprightness of soul, give me the wisdom that sits by your throne, and do not reject me from among your servants. For I am your slave, and the son of your maidservant, a man who is weak and short-lived, with little understanding of judgment and laws. For even if one is perfect among the sons of men, yet without the wisdom that comes from you, he will be regarded as nothing. With you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, and who understands what is pleasing in your sight, and what is right according to your commandments. Send her forth from the holy heavens, and from the throne of your glory send her, that she may be with me and toil, and that I may learn what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and she will guide me wisely in my actions, and guard me with her glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have set up your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 14. None of us lives for himself only, None of us dies for himself only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live, and if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. Whether we live or die, then, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Intercessions. Christ is the bread of life, and he will raise up on the last day those who are nourished by his word and his body. Lord, give us peace and joy. Son of God, risen from the dead, you are the Lord of life. Bless all our brothers and sisters, and make us holy. Lord, give us peace and joy. You are the peace and joy of all who believe in you. Help us to live as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory. Lord, give us peace and joy. May your pilgrim church grow in faith. Strengthen us to bear witness before the world to your resurrection. Lord, give us peace and joy. You underwent great suffering to enter the Father's glory. Wipe away all tears and turn sorrow into joy. Lord, give us peace and joy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, by the waters of baptism, you have given new life to those who believe in you. Protect these newborn members of Christ, help them to resist all false beliefs, and so keep intact the grace of your blessing.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.